Okay, we're back for another edition of the North Kinder podcast.
So this one, we're going to just talk about the North Kinder data. He's wearing his North Kinder.
I'm wearing a data shirt. And they're coming back in stock, right?
They are.
Okay.
We're going to talk about the North Kinder data. Derek Steinbrenner, the one and only. He recently came out with an EP. And we're going to talk about the process of writing music and all of that. But the first question is, what is an EP?
According to Wikipedia, it is an extended play record. And it's a musical recording that contains more tracks than a single. So it's like extended play because it's not one song. It's like three songs.
So there's a single, then there's an EP.
I would say nowadays, you know what? iTunes says an EP is something that I think has less than six songs. And they call an album.
If it's six or more.
If it's six or more.
Is there one where if it's like 20 or 25 songs? Is it like...
It's like a double album.
Is it like a mega album?
The ultimate album, if you want.
A UP. The more songs, ultimate play.
The more songs, the better.
Let's go for 100. The next album is going to be 100 songs.
All right. So.
So in the creative process, so how many songs did you have on this EP?
It has four songs.
So when you're writing a song, how does it start? Like, what's the first kind of step?
Sometimes you just kind of get like a line or something you want to write about, or you're inspired by something. That's usually how it starts. Or if you're just playing your instrument and you kind of get something going, and it's, that's another way it can happen. Or sometimes you have a full vision of, you know, what a song could be.
So sometimes you'll have like a lyric or something pops in your mind or you're thinking about it. Other times it's music, like you actually
if you're like playing your guitar or something and you kind of come up with some chords or something and a melody, and then you
write words around that.
Yeah, exactly. So I think people sometimes are mystified by how people write songs and how that actually happens. But
I know I am. Like, it's crazy to me.
You know, it's like anything. If you, you know, you're working at it and you're building on it and you're, you know, you just keep on adding to it. And it actually, sometimes it's very quick and sometimes it takes a long time.
I can see that.
Yeah.
I think, like, for you, how do you write most often? Is it more words first or music first? Or, like, what's usually for you?
I'm more of a melody guy. Some people call themselves melody people, or
is that, you know, an actual music term?
Yeah, lyric people.
Okay.
Well, that's how people in my circle talk. I'm more of a melody guy, I'd say. So I start, that's where I kind of start, as the music, and then, yeah, kind of fill in the words after. That's usually the case.
I'm actually learning stuff about my own husband. Go figure. So your primary instrument is?
Guitar.
Is guitar. Do you do any other instruments?
I sort of play piano and drums and bass.
So here's a side note. I am not musical at all. And so that's the one
thing. Oh, that's
not
true. Well, you used to sing back
I can sing just a little bit.
I remember.
This mic is on auto-tune right now as we speak. No, I'm just kidding. So I'm not musical at all. And I remember this is a long time ago. Derek and I have been together for quite some time. And he said to me, he's like, I want to get a keyboard for Christmas. And I was like, well, why? I'm like, you don't play keyboard. And he goes, yeah, but I will. Honestly,
I don't know. I don't think I said it.
Well,
like that.
Not like it wasn't arrogant. It was, he's like, yeah, he's like, but I will. And I remember just my mind got blown, because to me, never in a million years would I ever say, hey, I'm going to buy a keyboard or I'm going to buy a guitar, because I'll learn how to play it someday. Like, it just, to me, I just don't even understand that. And there you go. He literally taught himself to play keyboard. And we can even do a little zoom in on his keyboard. He actually took a Sharpie and wrote all the notes on that the keys. So yeah. ABC, so he just wrote it all in there, and that's how he taught himself to play
it
keyboard.
Was helpful.
So
visual, if you're a visual person.
There you
that's
go.
What you should do.
I think the other question I want to ask you about writing music is, we often see sometimes these old clips on TV shows or whatever else of everyone in the room. You have the drummer and the guitar player and the bass player and the singer and the percussion person, and they're all in a room and they have a couple mics set up, and there's a person behind in the booth behind the glass, and they're like, ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. And they record, and everyone just plays. Is that how it happens?
It sometimes happens that way.
When?
But for the most part, well, yeah. Usually what happens is everyone plays together in a room, and then, you know, after that, after you've kind of recorded, they call it like the, you know, your basic track or your kind of like foundation track, then you can go back and re-record over your guitars and your bass, and definitely vocals. I mean, vocals these days, a lot of people don't realize this, but a vocal nowadays will sing, you know, 8, 10, 20, who knows how many times. And then they
is
can,
this per song? Is this like,
yeah,
for, so they'll sing songs, the whole song 8 to 20 times,
whatever, or, okay, you know, depending on the singer, like it's not always the case, but most of the time. And then they can, what we can do is cut up different phrases so that you get the best performance across the whole track. You know, back in the olden days, I guess you'd call them, they did do, you know, sometimes just record the track through and that's what you get. Mm-hmm. But lots of times nowadays, that's not how it's done.
So do you personally have a band, or how did you record all those parts?
For my EP, just because of time and the logistics of it, I did have to record everything myself on this one.
And you do it separately then?
It's like, hard explain to play people. Drums and guitar at the exact,
well, yeah, I see. That's what I'm saying. How do you do it? Or like, you know, they have like the harmonica.
Yeah, actually, if I got one of those.
So when you're recording everything individually, what do you start with? Like what instrument?
I started with like piano. I think most of the time was the first thing that went down. Piano or maybe acoustic guitar.
So you also do something else. You're also a mixer producer. What is that for other people? Like, what is a mixer? Is it like a DJ? Like you're with the...
So a mixer is basically, a mixer takes all the tracks. So if you had all your drums and your guitars and your bass.
And everything's recorded on a computer program.
Everything's recorded on the computer. And then what happens is you have to balance the levels. So you can't have the vocal be too loud or the bass be too loud or whatever. So you got to balance out the levels. So someone has to actually do that. That entails a whole bunch of other things where, you know, you have a whole bunch of different processors, I guess you'd say, on all the each individual element, and you're trying to make it sound like a complete mix. Any kind of track that you listen to, any music you listen to, a lot of times someone took all of that recording.
When you say track, you mean a
music
song.
Or a song. Yeah, a song. Somebody has taken all that musical information and done a mix on it, and it takes, you know, anywhere from 8 hours to some guys spend 2 to 3 days on mm-hmm. that. So someone's sitting there making those mixes sound the way they do, because they don't sound that good right off the hop. So there's a lot of work involved.
And before mixing, you also edit everything too, right? So you said you'd take all those vocal tracks and you would find the best words, and you're taking like little sections, like little splices,
yeah,
and putting it all together.
And
just like what Libby's doing with our video, splicing it up. So all of a sudden I'm like doing this
and then
I'm like over here, it's because she had to make it flow nice, right?
Exactly. So yeah. So that's the basic stuff.
Did you go to school for music, guitar, mixing?
No, I just was really interested in it. It's like with North Kinder, right? You just got very interested in how to sell clothes and how to, you know, run a business.
I want to help all of our young aspiring musicians out there. So if you're like, hey, I really want to, I'm going to get a keyboard this Christmas because I'll learn how, I'll do it. So what would be something that would be like a good way to get started?
I mean, nowadays it's amazing. YouTube, there's so many videos out on YouTube that will show you how to play guitar or how to do keyboard or
how to write songs
or how to piece things together. But I think the biggest thing with everything is just beating that intimidation factor off the start of, can I do this? Should I do this? What's the point? If you really want to do it, you just do it and take one step at a time. And it might take a couple of years, but that's okay.
I think the intimidation factor is huge. Like even going into a music store until recently, and we've been married for a long time, I would be like, oh, there's all these instruments. Like it's intimidating because I don't even know how to use them or how to work with it. But Royal started piano lessons last year. He was only like 4 or 5, not a great age to start piano. It was really hard to get him to sit down and listen and pay attention. But what was cool about it is I started to kind of learn with him and what are the notes on the keyboard and how does that, what the musical alphabet was. And just even learning that little bit of information, I was able to kind of just like play around a little bit more, and it took away that intimidation factor. So if you're on YouTube, go ahead. Yeah, learn some chords on your guitar. That would be a good way. For mixing, you just kind of started out, like, what was the first thing that you kind of started to learn and teach yourself?
Really, I just started playing around with the software that allows you to do some of that mixing. So that's where I started. And then I had some friends who had a band and they wanted me to help produce and record that album. And that's really how it started, you know? So
it's pretty simple, just a computer program?
Yeah, there's computer programs that will do that. And there's more to that, obviously.
Yeah, but just start recording, start playing around. Get that software and do that. So that's cool. Maybe we're going to have some more musicians. When can we get our next Derek Steinbrenner EP or full album?
Well, the newest one just came out like a month ago, so I need some time.
So if you want to listen to Derek's EP, it's called Over and Over. You can search it and download it, or you can stream it on iTunes, on Spotify. And you want to follow him on Instagram. He's going to have some more, I don't know, just video footage, different things that he does music-wise. And so you can follow along and just see what Derek's up to.
Okay, well, thanks for being with us today again. Follow our YouTube channel. Subscribe. We love all the support. Comments, anything you guys can give us, and we appreciate you. Thank you.